Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, 99 a buzz. Good morning. Happy Halloween. I'm Scott Spaziano. This is Sandy Waters. What's up, girl? Happy Halloween.
Hello. Oh, look at you in your Munster soup jacket.
Yeah. It's a, yeah.
Is that why you wore it?
No. Oh. Why? Does it look like a Munster suit jacket?
Well, it's just Halloween, and I'm thinking if you came in costume, that would be it.
No. I know. I ended up going gray and black today, and I had this sport coat. It's like a, what do you call it? It's a knit one. It's not like a fabric-y. It's kind of knit and squishy. Mm. So it's kind of cash, so I thought I'd wear it.
Yeah, it looks very handsome.
Hey, now. Good morning. Hey, it is definitely the weather for it. 44 degrees, 47 for the high. Occasional rain today. Chilly and breezy. Some showers in and out. Maybe tapering and sprinkly and just spooky by tonight, by 6 or so, when the sun is down. And the ghosts, the ghouls, and all of them are out. And
my husband was saying, because I'm like, we got to get more Halloween candy, because my older daughter tried to help out and get Halloween candy, clearly did not get enough.
Oh.
And he goes, hey, you know what? I don't think there's going to be a lot of trick-or-treaters this year. It's going to be raining. Mm. Like, that doesn't stop a kid, does
nah,
it?
Never did. Nah.
Is it going to shorten the trick-or-treating?
It's the age group, right? Might for littler ones, yeah.
Littler ones, not because they want it, and it's because mom and dad don't want to get.
You are right. Ding.
Yeah. So how many houses are you going to do this year?
We do our street, which is it's a kind of dead end turnaround. So.
Oh yeah, yours is a very different kind of.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. We don't get any outsiders too much, and when we do, we chop them up into little bits and put them in our garden for spring.
This is Scott's favorite. This and Pirate Day.
Yes.
Scott's two favorite holidays because he can do weird voices.
I can do my weird voices.
Yeah.
So, hey, you know, it's daylight saving time this weekend. I had no idea until yesterday. I saw that. I'm like, oh, that's right. Oops.
We're not done with that yet.
Yeah. I like this one because it's fall back, so we lose an hour. So
yeah, but it gets dark. So
darker.
Like
earlier.
Last night, we had a Halloween party. The company had a Halloween party, and it went from like 2 to 4.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So you know, you think 4 o'clock is still early. Oh my god, I got home after, and it was like soon after. I'm like, oh my god, wait a minute, what time is it? Is it 10 o'clock at night?
I felt so late.
Feel like I'm so behind.
Well, sunset's at 6:03 tonight. And then, you know, by Sunday night, it'll be sunset will be 5:03.
See, that ain't cool. That is not cool. I don't like when you're driving the kids to their extracurricular activities after school,
like
practice and whatever at 4 o'clock and it's pitch black.
I know. It's the worst. I'll take this one over the spring one where we lose an hour of sleep. I like this
one. I see it. It keeps me going. I don't notice. Well, do I notice? I don't know. I'm always tired. I don't know if I notice that.
You're the one who gets 8 hours sleep every night, you know?
Well, I try. I try.
How'd you do last night?
Yeah, no. Yesterday was, it's one of those wash of a day. It's like
literally.
A ton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I tried to get the six-year-old to watch, it's The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Oh, my gosh. Where did you find it?
It's on Apple TV.
Oh, okay.
And we happen to have that. And it's like, she doesn't want to watch it. I'm like, oh. I even, you know when you pull up something on your streaming services and it plays like a preview?
Wait a minute. She didn't want to watch it? That's it. Give her up. Anyone want a kid?
I know.
That's
terrible. I had been kind of like, you know, guiding her toward that ever since she got off the bus. Hey, we're going to have some popcorn and watch It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. She's like, no, it's scary. I'm like, really? And I'm like, Mommy, Daddy used to watch that every Halloween. And we would have to wait for it to come on television. Now we can just push
it. She doesn't understand. That's it. You lost her.
Well, I was just thinking that in my head. So what I did is, you know how you put the preview on, or when you put it up, it starts to play like a little trailer?
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of put, she was in the other room. I put it up, and it was like the Charlie Brown music. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
It's Halloween, Charlie Brown. Let's go trick-or-treating, you know? And I thought she'd like, whoa? And then run into the living room. No, she didn't. So we get
Ellie, hold on a second, kid. That is not good. That breaks my heart.
Me too. So then here, mommy gets home, and the da-da-da-da-da, and I get it all set up, and she's like, no, it's late. We're going upstairs. It's 8 o'clock. I'm like, oh, man. I'm like, well, let's watch it upstairs. No. I'm like, oh. Okay, so
just
we all get in bed.
Yourself.
I've got a thing of popcorn ready to go. We're all eating and sitting in bed. Yeah. What is she, as I start scrolling through, what does she want to watch? She wants to watch The Addams Family. The one from like 1991.
Oh. Okay. Does it give you the same kind of vibe or feel? But
no,
that's fine.
But it was kooky and spooky and, you know, the whole Addams Family thing, you know. But it was like, now you get an hour and a half movie and Charlie Brown was 25 minutes. I thought that would be like one and done, good night. So I fell asleep during the movie immediately. I don't know how late they stayed up. Anyway,
I would have just watched Charlie Brown by myself on the couch with the popcorn. You ain't going to watch it with me, kid. That's fine.
I don't care. I'm going to put it on as we get ready for trick-or-treating tonight. You know?
You have to watch that. That's the best. Can I have your Apple TV code?
I just be waiting for that one kid, that trick-or-treater that keeps their bag open after you put the candy in it.
Oh, yeah, that kid.
More.
Yeah. Say thank you, by the way.
More.
Tell your kids.
More.
Say thank you. Grab just one. I always make a note. Where's the greedy kid?
And you have to say twick-a-tweet. Like, you have to say it every place you go, right?
Yeah, I have a friend who, his wife was getting very upset because no trick-or-treaters were saying trick-or-treat or thank you. They were just rude kids. And she hit a breaking point in the middle of Halloween. This is a handful of years ago. And one of the kids, as they were walking away, they grabbed the little pumpkin that was on the porch.
Oh.
And they chucked it at their house.
What?
It cracked their window.
Get out of here.
She's like, okay, never mind. Don't say thank you. I don't care. Yeah.
Oh, so
because she said something.
Oh,
I'm
she
sorry.
Yelled at the kid and, oh,
yeah,
okay.
I missed that part. She hit her breaking point in the middle of Halloween that she then started to say something. So the first group of kids come up and she's like, no, I'm not giving you candy until you say trick or treat. You know, she scolded them. And then that's when the kid turned around, threw a pumpkin at their house.
Therefore,
I'm
trick.
Like, wow.
Yeah, therefore, trick.
How about that?
Yeah, that's the trick part.
The Buzz.
Halloween morning, a kind of a gloomy day, just like yesterday. Not as much rain, but still sprinkly and showery and chilly and spooky. All right, 47 for the high.
Before I tell you which new balloon is going to be at the Macy's Day Parade, I want to remind you that tonight, starting at 5 o'clock, it's all Halloween music on The Buzz.
Yeah.
And it's no commercials.
Yeah.
So turn on The Buzz nice and loud and make that, you know, the sound. I don't want to say the soundtrack of your Halloween. That sounds so cheesy.
Well, it is. That's what should go in the background. Play it.
I know, but it's so cheesy. Okay, so anyhow, what do you think? Well, I already told you, so you can't even make a guess.
I know.
La Boo Boo.
I love this. The giant La Boo Boo balloon. Yeah.
That's going to join the Macy's Day Parade this year.
Remember when you first talked about it, and you actually were the first one to bring it up? I didn't know about it. And you're like, it's creepy. It creeps me out. It's a scary monster. It's got this weird look on its face.
I don't like it. It makes my mouth hurt when I look at this damn doll. I don't know why. It's like, relax your cheeks. I don't know what about it. I don't know why I don't like it so much. But
Oh, God. That's funny. No, I think that'll be cool. I mean, it is a thing. It's a, my daughter has one.
Yes, we know.
Oh, you heard. I tell you the story,
you
right?
Show off. Yeah, and you bought two by accident.
By mistake. I know. Yeah. So I saved one. She's going to get one for Christmas.
You're fancy. Show off.
No, I'm broke.
Oh, yeah.
They were like 40 bucks a piece.
That's crazy. Like that right there.
Right there.
I don't know.
Things we
I
do never, for our kids.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know,
I guess
we've all
that
done
is
it.
True. Gosh, thinking about the Macy's Day Parade, though, it's like it feels weird to even be talking. It feels premature, right? But the minute you say Macy's Day Parade, like after today, it's game on. I get this warm, cozy, I just light up. I just get so excited.
I'm the one in the house that's most excited about it also. And no one else is. They're like, whatever. I'm like, come on.
Do you think it's phasing out? Like, you know how you were just telling us that Ellie, your six-year-old, is not as interested or excited to watch Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, or Halloween, rather?
Yeah, she doesn't get it yet.
Even though that was, like, our world, that was the one thing we would look forward to. Do you think Macy's Day Parade is the same thing, where the younger generation doesn't get as excited?
Macy's, stop. Macy's, it's not the Macy's Day Parade.
Macy's Parade? What?
Yeah, it's the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, isn't it? It's not
okay,
Macy's Day.
You stopped. That's
been bugging me. You've said it like 10 times so far. I'm like, I know. I'm grammar police.
You stopped me in mid-sentence and thought to freaking grammar police me?
Yeah, because it was rubbing me the wrong way. I'm sorry. So back to this. I think it's only because Charlie Brown Christmas, Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, Charlie Brown Great Pumpkin was always on at a specific date and a specific time. And us kids had to wait for it. It was an event. Now, you want to watch it?
I'm talking about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I'm not talking about Charlie Brown. I was using that as an example.
But you weren't
listening because you're only grammar policing me. I am so frustrated right now.
I'm going
forward.
Stop going backwards. I'm going forward. Okay. I think it's, well, that's on at a specific time and a specific day. I don't think it's waning or dwindling or going phasing out. Why would you think that?
I'm asking a question. I don't know if I think that. I was just saying because we all look so, we look forward to it so much.
Yeah, I know. Is it because our parents trained us into watching it? And our parents trained us into watching things like the Charlie Brown? Is it us as parents who are not getting our kids into that stuff as much?
I think they're devices. I don't think it's the parent. I think they're devices. Like, can you ever watch, we used to watch the Macy's Day Thanksgiving, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yes.
Too long.
Yeah.
We used to watch the parade, undivided attention, just watch it.
Oh,
or,
yeah.
You know, help mom in the kitchen or dad in the kitchen get Thanksgiving dinner ready and watch it. Now it's like, can you even watch the parade without looking at your phone?
Oh, no. That's a good point.
It's a boring freaking parade. It's just, you know what I mean? It's background noise more than undivided attention noise. But it's
Yeah, I know.
So there you go. The la-boo-boo.
La-boo-boo.
Look for that float.
I sat in the parking lot at 5:33 yesterday at after dropping my daughter off for dance and literally almost cried.
Oh.
Never in my life have I disappointed myself and my children more, I believe, than yesterday. And it really, like, I'm thinking this might be something that she'll remember her rest of her life because it traumatized her. A six-year-old. And you know, like, when you're raising kids, just like, we have these little landmarks, right? Watching Charlie the Great Pumpkin, you know? This was, I think, one of them. And I swear to God, I hope this doesn't stay with her for the rest of her life. What happened and how I overcompensated for this mistake, all coming up in just a few.
Rochester's longest running morning show, Spezzano and Sandy. Weekday morning starting at 6. Only on 98.9 The Buzz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I think the word yesterday afternoon at about 5:33 p.m. yesterday was this distraught and despair and a huge guilt. It's 98.9 The Buzz, Spezzano and Sandy. I screwed up big time. Big time yesterday. And you're going to give me a lashing, and I get it. Totally understand. So, dance was yesterday. 6-year-old. Get her in her little pink little outfit, you know, with the leggings and the whole package and the little, that little tie thing, like a tutu-y thing you got to tie around your waist.
The dance skirt.
The dance skirt, yeah. And we pull up and, you know, it's always tough getting the kids out of the house at the exact perfect time. So we're walking in 3 minutes before it starts, and it's always a melee. We walk into dance studio, and everywhere, as far as the eye could see, all the kids are dressed up in Halloween costumes.
Ellie's not dressed up.
No, she's dressed in her dance outfit that she normally wears.
No.
She looks, she goes, everybody's in their costumes. I'm like, that's okay.
That's okay?
Well, what am I supposed to say? You know what? You're right. That was bad, bad, bad.
How did you not know it was going to be Halloween dress up?
I didn't know.
The week of Halloween, anything that she does, they're going to have a dress up Halloween party.
Oh, now I know that. You know, back when I should have kind of known, and I'll be honest with you. There, last week, I dropped her off, and my wife wanted to pick her up. So, and on the way out, I saw a little poster. You know, Halloween, whatever. And I wasn't thinking that.
You didn't pay attention.
Yeah. Now it's like, okay, get your dance shoes on. Okay, here's your bag. And as they open the door to the, and trust me, there's 60 kids in a tiny little area getting into these two studios. It's just crazy. And Miss Lauren, who is her teacher, who's a sweetheart, she's like, Ellie walks into the room and all these kids are walking in with all their little outfits and stuff.
No.
She turns around, I see her starting to get weepy, and she starts like, do this, like, she starts to cry. And I'm like, oh God. Thank God Miss Lauren came. I'm like, Miss Lauren, I'm sorry. We didn't get our costume. And honestly, her costume is an oversized fur onesie, which is like a cat. So, you know, you pull the hood up and it's a cat.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm thinking, it probably wouldn't work for dance today. I'm trying to make an excuse. She goes, Ellie, your costume is a ballerina. You're a ballerina today. She goes, I got this. And I left. And every parent there was probably looking at me like, why is your kid dressed normal? I walk out and I turn the corner and I call my wife who's on the road in Buffalo. I'm like, Jill, help. What happened? She's like, oh, my God. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, I feel so bad. She cried. I'm like, oh, God. Oh, God. I sat in my car and literally saw her.
You couldn't run home? I'm sorry.
No,
you could run home and get...
It's a 45-minute class, and by the time I got there back home, it'd be like 20 minutes by the time I got back.
Okay.
Man, I was so... Like, I'm just thinking, oh, my God, she's going to be scarred for life. She's going to remember this. She's going to hate Halloween. She's going to hate dance. She's going to hate her parents. I'm like, oh, my God, I screwed up so bad. I mean, I'm not on the email thread for this dance thing, and I'm, like, trying to make every excuse possible to not know about this, but I should have known. I should have thought about it. Now, when I had my boys, and they're all grown up now, it was never like, oh, wear your Halloween costume to wrestling or wear your Halloween costume to football. I mean, that was never my world. Now I've got this little girl. I don't even think about that.
Oh, my God. My stomach hurts for you. And for her, is the worst feeling. And so, I'm sure there are some other parents listening right now or some people listening right now that can relate to it, have experienced that too, where you totally drop the ball, like, awful. 818-2899. Or so, when you showed up and you were that only person not dressed up.
Right. Yeah. Or you're the only person dressed up and nobody else is.
How was she after the dance class, though?
When I walk back in, because you can't really stay. There's no room. Like, everybody's sitting and there's, like, never enough chairs. So I walk back in and they have a TV screen, like a closed circuit camera of both studios. You can watch them from the outside. And she was doing her thing and dancing and doing the moves with all the class and stuff. So she was fine. And she was fine when she got out. But guess what I did in that 45 minutes? After almost like stabbing myself in the eyeballs with pens, I drove to Schutz Cider Mill. I bought apple cider and I bought apples. And then I went to Bauman's, which is right around the corner. And I bought like corn on the cob and Halloween stuff. And I put it in the car and I got her donuts. And I went into Pontillo's and I bought three slices. And so when she got out of class, I'm like, I got a surprise for you in the car. I was like total like trying to misdirect her. And I said, come on, walk with me. And we walked down the sidewalk and went into Pontillo's. And they're like, hi, Ellie, we have slices of pizza for you.
Did you tell them? Did you go, listen, I am trying to win my daughter's heart back. Please.
Oh, yeah.
Make these three slices of pizza the best slices of pizza ever. Put whipped cream on there. Doesn't matter.
Right,
sprinkles.
Exactly.
Chocolate.
And she loves this apple cider place, right? So I got the apple cider for her. So I totally distracted her from it. So that was my only redemption. But I still feel horribly guilty, like never
Scott,
in my life.
That's the poor mooch.
I know.
Is the worst feeling.
Next year we'll have the costume ready to go.
He get another stab at it.
I'm just saying.
Okay, well, we might be stripping you of your dance dad title. I don't know.
Shoot.
I don't know if he's deserving of it.
Spazano and Sandy. Well, good morning. Happy Halloween. 98.9 The Buzz. This is Spazano and Sandy. October 31st. Wow. Here it is. Whether we like it or not, here's the weather. Whether you like it or not. What goes best with Halloween?
Candy.
Yeah.
Bats.
Even better. Bats are better.
I did not know it was Bat Appreciation Week.
Perfect week to have that, right?
The week of Halloween, obviously. Bat Appreciation Week. Does anyone appreciate a good old bat?
You know, I used to be like really weird about bats, right? Because of everything, all the propaganda, I guess we call it, about bats. They're bad and Dracula and all that stuff like that. But they're really just cute little flying mice.
Okay, yeah, not many people like mice either.
Well, I don't need, you know, whatever. I mean, but my next door neighbor has bat houses in the trees in his backyard.
Oh, so he's encouraging the bats.
Yeah. We're kind of like, I don't want to say a wetland, but our backyards are kind of like there's like a forest back there, and there's some low-lying areas where the rain kind of gathers, and it's like kind of like pondish, like swampy. And
oh, we had mosquitoes.
Yeah, so like to have bats around, you get the mosquitoes.
What do bats really do? Like, do they really bite? Like, you're right in saying that we all have this picture in our mind of bats and how terrible they are because of all the movies that we've watched as kids and whatever. Will they really bother you?
No, they won't attack you. I mean, if you step on its wing, it might like try to bite you. That would hurt.
Anyone have a bat story? Because I know there are probably people listening right now who have had a bat encounter like in the house and they're trying to get it out. So
it
is Bat Appreciation Week. And they're saying that New York State, especially, we need our bats. And there are some concerns about them going extinct. The northern long-eared bat and the Indiana bat are both listed on the endangered list in the United States, and those are our New York bats.
Well, that's
those
not
are
good.
Our bats.
That's not good.
Didn't even realize there was 9 different types of bats, but there you go. Ooh. So they said it's a fungal disease, white nose syndrome.
Oh, white nose syndrome.
And it's killed millions of bats. Ooh. It affects the skin on the muzzle, ears, and of hibernating bats.
Aww.
And then it just causes like weight loss, dehydration, and you can protect bats. And they're encouraging us to, like, your neighbor set up bat houses.
You know what a bat house is? It's basically two pieces of wood and an angle in between it. So it's just like a something they can get up in. So it's like a squished birdhouse.
I don't know if I want to encourage. Like, I'm all about saving the bats.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I want to put a bat house in my yard.
Julius.
What's up?
How you doing, man? Happy Halloween.
Good. Happy Halloween. Bats are more afraid of you than you're afraid of them, Sandy.
That's not what it says in the movies. That's not what it's...
Well, when I was younger and I lived in the city, my downstairs roommate had a bat get in his house.
Okay, right.
And he called me to ask him to help get it out.
Right.
And he's sitting behind... I grab a box. Because I figured that's the easiest thing.
Right.
And he's standing behind me. He keeps ducking every time. Like every time. And the bat, like, obviously, bats can't see you. They can hear you.
Right,
so
right.
Every time he moved, the bat got scared.
Right.
I'm like, dude, stop moving.
Right.
Stop moving.
Like, that's funny.
And, like, because every time I would almost get it, and then he would move, and then the bat would get scared. Eventually, it flew out the door. Eventually, it flew out the front door, but it was still a pain in the butt.
My God, what a manly man of a friend you got. I assume that you razzed him for a long time because of that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he was gay, so, I mean, it made sense.
Oh, well, hey. No, whatever.
Hey,
listen, I've got a great story. I'm working at WGSU in Geneseo at the college, right? It's like a late Saturday night. It was hot summer night. We had the window in the studio open. And out, I'm playing this song. Edgar Winter Group, Frankenstein.
Okay.
Love this song. So we're rocking out, college students.
Hell yeah.
And doesn't a bat come flying in the studio window?
What?
Flies right past us into the hallway. And I'm playing this song. I'm like, come on. What? I don't have a Dracula song. I got Frankenstein by the Edgar freaking Winter Group. So, like, I'm like, so me and a guy named Jurgen Wilson, we're in there. We're like, like screaming, We slam the studio door. We peek out. And down the hallway, coming straight at us, is a bat, like in Scooby-Doo. Like, eyes fixed on us, like coming straight at us. We're like,
oh, my God.
So it lands like next door to the studio out in the hallway. We call campus security. Doesn't the guy come in, pick up a metal?
No, don't end the story.
No, he smacks it with like a dustpan.
Smacks it with
a dustpan, picks it up, and flushes it down the toilet in the men's room.
Wow.
That's cool.
I know. But we're like, what do you do?
Wait, it's going to plug the toilet, isn't it?
It's one of those industrial, you know, building johns.
That's so sad.
I've flushed a mouse before, so it's the same thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, my God, you guys. It's a living thing.
It was dead. It drowned.
Look at Sandy. You kill spiders. It's a living thing.
I know. It breaks my heart. I'm a sap.
You
I
you
am
torture
a sap.
Them.
I'm a sap.
Dude, remember this song? I'm like, yeah, like winter groove. There you go, man. You did it. Happy Halloween, buddy. Have a great day.
Take care.
Okay, bye.
So they're saying save the bats, put up your bat houses, bat boxes, whatever it's called, because we need them to, take care of the mosquitoes.
Yeah, more bats, less mosquitoes in your area. They really don't bug you at all.
Maybe I like bats if they're not going to hurt us, poor little things.
Yeah. Look them up online. Look people who keep bats as pets.
I was just going to ask that question. I don't see that pop up on my algorithm, but maybe. Do people keep bats as pets?
Now we've talked about it, it probably will.
Okay.
Happy Halloween from 98.9 The Buzz.
Let it fade. Let it. Goodbye. Okay.
You don't know
Jerker
this song
Justified. Jerker Justified is coming up. Now, this is kind of, I don't know what is more cruel, flushing a bat down the toilet or what this guy wants to do. He wants to break up with his girlfriend, which is fine, right? He's not feeling it anymore. But the timing, I'm not sure if it's appropriate.
Is it ever
and we're
going to
decide,
we're
going to decide the moral compass here on Jerker Justified.
All right, coming up.
It's Fasano and Sandy here on The Buzz.
Want to come in the studio and hang out with us?
You want to come and do some shots starting at 8 o'clock on Thursdays?
Actually, yeah, we really do shots. The official Buzz shot.
Yeah.
So if you want to be on the guest list, just go to 989thebuzz.com.
Yeah, every Thursday we celebrate you, the Buzz fam. Just appreciate you. Come on in and hang with us.
Sign up now at 989thebuzz.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Often imitated, but never duplicated. Jerk or Justified. With Spazzano and Sandy.
Right here on 98.9 The Buzz. Got a voice message from this guy, Mike.
Jerk or Justified, can I break up with my girlfriend even though she just lost her father?
I still question how just matter-of-fact he is leaving us that voice message.
Seemed a little tentative. All right,
there was no, like, remorse in his voice, no sadness.
I know. All right, let's get a hold of him.
Subscriber you have dialed is not in service.
Oh, come on!
If you feel you've received this message in error,
come on!
Please hang up and try your call again.
Did
later.
You dial it right?
Yes.
KS.
You do have fumble fingers sometimes.
I can see it right there.
Subscriber you have dialed.
What does that even mean? I've never even gotten that before. Did he give us a bogus number?
I don't know. That or if his phone is off. No, if his phone was off, we'd get to
818-2899.
Wow. All right.
Jerker Justified to break up.
How you feeling?
When she just lost her dad.
How you feeling?
Well, I just question again why he's so cold about it. So I want to put my tally under jerk so bad because he doesn't even seem like he cares.
Yeah. I'm
like, why don't you kick somebody when they're down? No, absolutely. Well, I'm saying jerk.
Well, okay, let's go to the calls first. Good morning, The Buzz. A jerk or justified? What do you say?
I think it's justified.
Really?
I do, because if you think about it this way, when she, like, in a year when she tells this story, mm-hmm. it's either going to be, I lost my dad, and then a week later, my boyfriend dumped me. Or it's going to be, I lost my dad, and then a month later, my boyfriend dumped me. Either way, it's the worst period of her life.
Oh.
Get it over with. Rip off the Band-Aid. Don't make it, don't lead her on through these holidays and be weird. Let it all happen at once.
Wow.
Oh, I didn't think of it. It's the period of her life. So, I didn't think of it like that.
All right. I guess that you're actually making a little bit of sense. That's interesting. Okay, justified then. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Good morning, Buzz. Hi, Jerker Justified.
Hi, is this for me?
Yeah, what do you say?
Yeah, I am actually going to say justified as well. I'm on that side of things, and just the personal experience to twist it around a little bit.
Uh-huh.
My guy's dad was passing away, but at the same time, it had nothing to do with our relationship. Me and him were having talks about, the things that we were having issues with. He wasn't around very often. He wanted to go on vacations all the time without me. And he was just very miserable all the time. And so we had our talks going on the side. It had nothing to do with his dad.
Huh.
He was not miserable of his dad. His dad was passing away of cancer, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I still showed him that I cared for him. I went to the funeral and things like that. But at the same time, on the whole other page, we were in the talks about this isn't working out. So, no, there is no good time.
Well, then you guys were done then anyway.
We were in the talks, and he knew it was coming. And he kept saying he was going to change. And, I need to protect my heart.
I need to protect my heart.
And no matter what time it is, I need to protect my heart. Whether it's a bad time for him or not, I need to protect myself.
There you go. Okay.
That's how I justified it.
I love this. Thank you. I'm starting to come around, Okay, let's take this one. Hi, to Buzz. Good morning. Jerk or justified? Just to dump his girlfriend just after her dad died.
Oh, is it for me?
Yeah, it's for you. Go ahead.
I'm going to be the bad one here. That's a jerk move.
Oh, it's a jerk move. Okay.
Well, I'm just looking at it this way. I mean, you've been probably wanting to do this for a while. Dad dies. Just get her through over this little hump.
Uh-huh. Then break her heart a second time, right?
Then she's got her family to fall on, you know what I mean? But it's like, I don't know. I think it would make her feel even worse. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right when somebody dies, you're like numb to the world right now. Like you're in shock.
Yeah.
So if you pile on, I don't know. I mean, the first guy said this is the time period in her life where she'll always remember. Hey, my dad died. I broke. I lost my boyfriend. That is true. Mm-hmm. But yet immediately, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
She's got to help her. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just going to be more like later in life, oh, my dad died, and then he dumped me. So, I mean, get him out of the equation altogether. Your dad died, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Then later he dumped you. You know what I mean?
What's later to you?
Yeah, right.
Especially now that we're so close to the holidays. What does later mean?
Oh, you know how, I don't know, the way we do it is that the person, they'll pass away. You have a wake. You have a funeral. Once that person's underground or wherever they got to, give it a week, and then boom, then you're done.
Oh, give it a week. Okay, gotcha. Okay. All right, very good. Thank you.
A week after the funeral.
Yes.
Yeah. After that.
All right. Thank you. Bye. I'm gonna officially make my vote.
Yeah.
After hearing those three calls, I'm gonna say justified.
Oh, you're gonna say justified. Yeah,
okay.
Too?
Let me tell you why. Because like, there is nothing worse than your parent dying. Well, unless you hated him. But, like, nothing is worse than that. You can't think there's nothing.
So it won't even be a big deal. So you're like, forget it. I don't care. I don't need you. If you don't love me, if you're not going to be there for me mentally, emotionally, 100%, then...
Right. You've reached your threshold of despair.
Okay.
So if you throw another log in the fire, it's not going to burn anymore. So I say
you are so numb.
I say justified. Yeah, that's what I say.
Messages are coming in. You can't control when loss happens, and you can't help who you don't love anymore. Oh, my God, that sounds so sad. Waiting wouldn't make it easier. So that's justified.
Oh justified. My gosh. Huh?
Another justified. If you already knew it was over, dragging it out would have been worse. Honestly, it hurts, but it's still the right move. Grief doesn't freeze time. Let's let life keep moving. And if your heart wasn't there, better to be up front than fake it. I guess I wouldn't want somebody to fake it.
Right.
So I guess, my goodness.
Uh-huh. Look Mike. At this. Mike, go ahead. Rip the Band-Aid off.
The verdict is justified.
And you should have answered your phone.
Justified.
98.9 The Buzz.
How is he going to do it, though? Like, really, what do you say?
I know. Well,
that's got to be hard. Don't wait. Mike, if you are listening right now, do not just text her. You got to make, and don't call her. It's got to be face-to-face.
Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
I'm going to put that out to Mike last Jerk and Justify guy, never gonna give you up.
So mad at him for not giving us a bogus number.
Yeah, really.
He did that intentionally.
98.9 to Buzz. Buzzian and Sandy coming up to 8 o'clock. So your daughter, your 16-year-old's going out, right? For Halloween tonight?
She's not going trick-or-treating. No, she's going. Oh. Remember I was telling you she was going to a party? She asked, and this is like the first ever for me to have my daughter say, I want to go to a Halloween party.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I
yeah.
have no idea who these people are. None of her friends, the parents, nothing. Remember I talked about it on the air and I'm like, can I call the parents?
What'd you do?
Well, all of you said absolutely call the parents. Reach out to the parents. Ask her, can I have the mom's phone number?
Right.
And I did that day when you told me to. And yeah. she was like, okay, yeah, I'll get it for you. And I'm like, oh, okay. She already passed the test. And then I really wasn't going to call mom, but I did last night.
Oh, you did? What was that like?
Mom was so sweet. I know I was awkward. First I texted her and I'm like, hi, this is Alexa's mom, Sandy.
Are there going to be any boys in condoms there? Is there going to be alcohol and LSD and fentanyl?
I'm like, I hear your son is having a party. Can we chip on a quick call? And she's like, sure. So I talked to her. She was a very pleasant woman.
I'm sure.
Very pleasant. Yeah. Very sweet. She's like, I will be home. I'm not going to be butting in their business, though. But I will be in the house.
Mm-hmm. Let them do their thing.
Can you just pop in every once in a while to see what they're doing? No, I didn't. No, she seems very, I feel very fine with it.
She's going with friends, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they all live, all over the place. So none of her other Greece friends. Like, she's going at a different time because she has to work first. So she's going to show up to the party late.
Oh, nice, nice. What's the costume? I'm curious.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm fully bought into her costume. She wants to do Flasher. No, wait. No,
Flasher?
Wait, Jesus, no, not a Flasher.
Really?
Wait, hang on. News flash. So she's going to wear a trench coat.
There's a big difference between a flasher and a news flash.
I know, but the idea is that she's wearing a trench coat and then she has a newspaper taped to her body. But I'm like, well, you're going to wear something underneath, aren't you? She's like, no, the newspaper will wrap me up. I go, no, Lex, you got to wear.
Oh, my God.
You got to wear something. She goes, yeah, I'm going to have a sports bra. I go, no, Lex, you got to wear a shirt. A full shirt.
How about pants?
Well, she's going to have pants on. Yeah,
oh, okay.
All right.
I was going to say.
But I'm like, your sports bra ain't going to cut it, kid, because paper rips. Yeah, but I have a trench coat on. I'm like, no, I'm going to kill you. Okay, so here's the thing. You're going to be a murder scene at that party. No, I'm just kidding. I'm like, shirt, S-H-I-R-T, make it preferably turtleneck and long sleeve. Then put the newspaper on you. What the hell?
That's hilarious.
You're my daughter. You're supposed to be equally as prudy-prude as I am. What is happening?
No, she's going to be the opposite. Trust me.
Anyhow.
The whole object of kids is not to have a grandkid early. That's all. Right?
There you go. Okay. I should have said that line.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
I'll remember it tonight.
Spisano and Sandy.
It's time for James Whitaker, live from the West Coast, buddy. Hi. Good morning. How are you?
Morning. I'm here ready to win the day.
Yeah, man.
And so is Matt. Matt showed up in the studio with us. It's all yours, Matt.
Yeah, I love it, Matt.
James, thank you so much. Definitely appreciate it.
My question is, you know, I've personally been on this transformational journey for my mental health. Mm-hmm. I've spent 5 years changing my perspective, my self-esteem, that ultimately changed my life. Mm. I feel like I have a story to share. Mm. So the question I have for you is, you know, there's 1.5 million people out there with stories to share. How do I break through the noise? And my ultimate goal is to help others transform their lives as much as I can. So how do I do that in a mass way?
Yeah, cool.
Oh, it's such a great question. You actually took it in a little bit of a different direction when you said how to break through the noise. I think it's really interesting the way that you're thinking about that, because you're thinking about it from an impact, from a business perspective, which is what you need to be doing. It's the right attitude and mentality so you can sustain this race that you're on. For you, there's three things that I would focus on. The very first one is reps. It sounds like you're pretty clear on your story and your message, and that's really the hardest part, is who am I and what am I talking about? Like, what's the message that I want to share with the world? Mm. So you need to just get the reps in. So I would find any stage, any opportunity that you get without, you know, some places want speakers to go and pay now just for the privilege of speaking on stage. I don't think you should do that. But I think at any opportunity, local organizations, community events, Chamber of Commerce, Toastmasters, anything along that field, do what you can to get out there, add value, share your story. But it really comes down to how well you can transform the mindset of someone in the audience. If you can do that, you will naturally get more and more of these speaking engagements. The next thing I want you to focus on is people. Build your relationship of potentially influential people who can assist with connecting you with other decision makers who could be a good fit to bring you in to their organization or their association to speak. And then that also includes peers. Who are some other speakers who have had a lot of success and you can add value to each other? And then finally, along the way, is to build your portfolio. So every opportunity you get to speak, as much as you can, get photos, get some video footage, as much as it kills you to do, watch that footage back and you'll pick up a few things where maybe you could have been a little bit, you know, just the way that you communicated could have been a little bit sharper. There are a few little body language things that you might be able to tweak. And if you can do those things, reps, people, and portfolio, I think you will grow and expand very quickly.
Wow. That's good stuff. You know, just to add a little bit more vision to this, he is a professor at one of our colleges, and he is in marketing, so I think he's got a knack.
Yeah, I think first of all, thank you for all of that. I've been thinking about how do I make that impact, and this simply breaks it down for me and gives me really concrete steps to take the next action. So I appreciate it more than you know. Thank you.
Love it, Matt. Well, make sure you come back on and give us an update. It sounds like you've got the foundation ready to go. You've got the energy, the motivation. You've got the clarity. You are ready to. You're wound up. Let's let him go.
Nah, you just ruined it. Thanks a lot. Now you told him to come back. He's already been here twice already.
I think they're sick of me.
No, no.
They may change the locks.
818-2899. If you want Matt to come and speak, let's just put it out there right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
So the focus is just mental health. What would be the title of your speech?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a really good question.
That's something you got to think out a little bit, probably, right?
Yeah, I'll have to put my marketing hat on and get really snappy with the title. But it's really about changing your perspective in life so that you can change your self-esteem and your motivation, which ultimately leads to how you act, how you think, what you say, so that you can actually be your authentic self as opposed to worrying about other people's judgments and modifying your behavior based on that.
Awesome. Okay.
While wearing leather pants.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
exactly.
Maybe that's your signature. Oh, James, should that be his signature thing on stage? Leather pants?
Everyone's got a look. Yeah. Eminem had the white hair. I think you should do it.
Yeah.
Break
right.
through the noise.
Yeah.
With making noise.
Yes.
Walking
right.
on stage with your leather pants.
James, you've always given great advice. We really appreciate you. We'll check with you again next week. Thanks, man.
In the meantime, listen to James's podcast, Win the Day. You can follow his Facebook group, too. He's got a group there. If you want to come on the air with us like Matt did, you don't have to even be in studio. We can call you on the phone, 818-2899, or reach out to me, Sandy, @RochesterBuzz.com.
Thank you, James. See you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Yay. Yay, whoa. Yay, well, honesty box time on 98.9 The Buzz. Fizzano and Sandy, happy Friday. Happy Halloween.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Okay, so the honesty box, if you're new to this, We do it every Friday at this time. And anytime a listener comes in the studio, they add to the honesty box with something they love about the show, something they hate about the show, and just a question that we're going to have to answer.
Yes.
No matter how uncomfortable it is.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. In our honesty box, thanks to our buzz listener, Matt.
Yes.
Legitimate, looks like a treasure chest.
Marketing Matt.
Right.
Professor.
And when I open it, because it's so small, all of the honesty, like, questions.
Yeah.
Are tightly
so many in
stuffed
there.
In here. When I open it, it's like, so
whatever falls out is
yep,
it?
Yep. The three that fell closest to me
are
the ones that win today.
Okay.
Are you ready? First yep. one.
First one. Ready?
Ooh, I ripped it.
Nice.
Okay. Love.
Love.
Love. How special and important you made us feel. Thank you.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, that's so awesome.
No, we're just needy. We just like love, like you, if you walk in and you're alive, we're like, I love you.
I love people. I love
you. There's people, somebody around that's not like, oh my God.
And you know what's really sweet when they say special and important, you make us fans feel.
Mm-hmm.
Scott and I are very insecure about when you guys come in the studio because we never have any food to offer you. So
I'm not that Italian, so I never think of that stuff.
Oh, I feel terrible.
Yeah, well, you grew up like that, right?
So that's a good one.
If you don't eat, you're gonna insult me.
That's how some cultures show love.
Absolutely,
through food.
Yeah.
Okay,
I show mine through booze. You want a shot?
Second one.
That's like my love and like that my love language. You want a shot?
Aw, this one's cool.
What's that say?
Another nice one. The energy created by Scott and Sandy is amazing.
Oh, that's cool.
It makes my morning.
Very nice.
Oh my gosh, are we going to do...
Did your mom write all these?
I know, right? Final one. Oh, what I hate.
Good.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, shoot. What I hate. No morning coffee or donuts for guests.
Oh, Jesus.
Wait a minute. I told you.
If you are a donut shop, coffee shop, and you got a tiny little business and we'll give you plugs for a whole hour, just come on. We'll hook you up. Come on, let's do this.
I told you. It is so disrespectful and rude to invite someone in and not have anything to offer
them. Must have been an Italian.
Oh my God, that's hysterical.
Seriously, this is a pledge. If you've got a really small startup business and you do like coffee and danishes or something, a little coffee shop or something, we would love to accommodate you. We'll give you some plugs, give you some love, you know,
I'm
give
so
us some coffee, we'll give you, you know, some donuts or something, and just, you know, it'll be fun. Then we can do it. We can do that, right?
Come That's on, legal. Mr. Big Bucks. Why don't you just buy us coffee and donuts every Friday?
Well, I would. I just don't. I don't know when to get them. I can't get them. I'd have to leave the show.
Here
oh
he
my
goes.
God! You would have Mr. to run the. You would have to run the control board
Mr.
while I'm gone.
No, you could show up with them, Scott.
What is open at 4 a.m.? You know, I go by the one.
Go the night before. I just said that as a flippant remark. You didn't have to dissect it.
I really want to do that. I'd love to be able to.
Anyhow, yeah. Okay, that's the honesty
you guys,
box.
There you
kind
go.
Kind of a lame one today.
No, not at all. We got a lot of love. We got a little bit of hate. That's good. And I hate to break this to you, but we're almost done. We got to kick off the weekend for Halloween 2026 in just a few on 98.9 The Buzz.
You said 2026.
I did?
What year is it, Scott?
Sorry, Halloween 2025. Jesus. The Bills make me wanna shout. Kick your heels up and shout. It's going to be a big one this weekend. Sunday night of Buzz, Pizzano and Sandy. Time for our good friend Ken from the Bills Mafia is ready with Bills Trivia. Good morning. Happy Halloween, buddy. How are you?
I'm well. How are you? Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Hey, it was, we have to celebrate. You're probably stinking excited about this, that the team signed a 3-year extension to host their training camp at St. John Fisher.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Well, I was expecting a little bit more excitement out of you, Bills Mafia Ken.
I don't remember him being a training camp kind of fan. Not fan,
yeah,
but just
still,
going to it all the time. Yeah.
Still, we still right. get a
I've
little
got,
piece.
I've only gone to training camp one time.
Yeah.
All right. Can you fake the excitement then a little bit? A lot of people are excited.
Okay. So
there you go.
Yeah,
so. Take some smelling salts. Do some smelling salts and maybe give us more energy.
Listen, we are ready to go. And, of course, big game, man. This is the rivalry. I mean, it used to be the Dolphins. Really, Kansas City is the rival.
Yeah, it definitely is.
And that's all you got. Ken!
That's it.
See, like when we do this, it's like yes and then you fill in the blanks.
Give us some energy on Halloween. You're already like...
He's been up since 11 p.m. He's been working all night. Okay. All right, go ahead let's rip one.
All right.
Well, you know what I mean.
So we know the Bills have struggled to get over that hump in the postseason against the Chiefs.
Yes.
Yeah, but they have had some regular season success. Mm-hmm. How many consecutive regular season games have the Bills won against the Chiefs?
Oh, good question.
And I'll give you the hint that's between 1 and 5.
Oh, okay, yeah, right. Okay, good. So, but it's not multiple choice, right?
Well, 1 in 5 is pretty
give me
much
5
like
multiple choice answers. Okay, all right. The answer for me, the answer for me would be 2 in a row.
Oh.
No.
I just wanted to get that one out of the way so we could get to the right one, right?
Okay. Very good.
How about 0?
Also incorrect.
Yes. Right.
Oh, I said 1 in 5.
Consecutively.
So
okay.
Zero is not even between 1 and 5.
Well, I guess you're right.
He was not listening.
I meant I meant 1 because they go 1 game and then they lose and they go 1 game. Yeah. 1?
Nope.
Okay.
We're done here. It's 4. The answer is 4, Scott.
Is it 4?
It is 4.
Sandy?
Yeah!
Did you call him?
No, I just
Googled this while you were talking.
No, I did. I swear I did it, but I didn't have many choices left. So let's be honest.
Wow.
It wasn't that much of a win. Scott used up all the other numbers.
So they beat the Kansas City Chiefs 4 times before they've lost again. Consecutively.
4 consecutive times in the regular season.
Yeah, in the regular season.
And that lost 2 of them since like 2020.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, now crap. Okay, so how do you think they're going to do this weekend? Kansas City hasn't been really as on their game as they've been in the last few years.
So, unfortunately for us, we're catching them at the wrong time. Because they are as hot as they've ever been right now.
I know.
Even though they started off really bad this year.
They did, I know.
So I think we have another shootout on our hands. We just got to try to keep pace with them because our defense has been a little suspect and their offense is every bit as good as ours.
Are injuries going to hurt us this week?
Man, the injuries are killing us all year.
Yeah, I know.
We're without Ed Oliver yet again.
Okay.
For the rest of the year, honestly, no.
All right. Well, it'll be a nail biter. It's a 4 o'clock game?
It is, yep. 4:25.
4:15, 4, yeah, whatever, like that kind of thing. Hey, and in other sports news, let's get this in here. Ernie Clement playing Blue Jays. The game 6 could be the final game tonight in Toronto, and Toronto could win the World Series. This could be very big. And Ernie Clement is up for, what's it called, a Golden Glove?
The Golden Glove,
yeah. He is now a nominee for an American League Golden Glove Award at not one but 2 positions. So this is big, and nobody's from Rochester's has ever gotten that. So he could make history. So we're rooting for Ernie. We're rooting for the Bills. Yeah, it's going to be good. Isn't that wild that the game is on Halloween night tonight?
Yeah.
You know, but like 8 o'clock, the World Series starts. So therefore, what do I do? Do I keep trick-or-treating or do I just sit and watch the final possible game of the World Series?
Well, I mean, since the game starts at 8, you know, it's not getting over with until like 11. Or if it's like the game 2, it'll be over at 2:30 in the morning.
Oh, my God. I hope not. Anyway. All right, Ken, have a great Halloween, man. Talk to you later. Thank you. See you next week, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And what do we usually say?
Go Bills!
Go Bills!
Shout it right now. Let's go.
The best station in Rochester.
We're singing in the car.
Gets me in the mood to have fun.
This is like the best Friday.
Turn it up.
Party time!
All right, here we go. It's time to do this, Sandy. Listen, first of all, I'd like to ask everyone just to take a deep breath. Halloween will come and go. Everything's going to be fine. Watch out for the little ghosts and goblins tonight. And make sure they're wearing something reflective, right? Something that...
Oh, there you go. There's the dad in him. Very good. Have the best Halloween night for... the best Halloween night, even though it's going to be a little wet. It's okay.
It's all right. It's going to be fine. Just be safe and have a great weekend. It's time to kick...
Off the
weekend!
Yay! 98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spazzano and Sandy. You're the best.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.